Should I quit my job to build a business? Backstory. In the spring of 2010, my fiancé and I were about to get married. We were the perfect fit intellectually, professionally, and personally. She had an accounting degree, plus was working a great job for an internet marketing company. I was in my last year of college, taking all sorts of business classes, and I was also heavily involved in an internet marketing internship. Ever since I was 17, I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I wanted to own my own business. And because of our backgrounds in internet marketing, we naturally gravitated towards starting an online retail company. So while attending school and doing an internship, and with my wife working full-time, we started several e-commerce stores. Near the end of the above-mentioned internship and just after starting the online business, I was offered a full-time position that summer with the company, with a clear path to becoming the internet marketing director for the company upon graduation. And graduation was coming up in about 9 months after the job offer. It would have been a great summer job. I'd be making $15 an hour in 2011, which I thought was a solid income for a college student. Yet my little e-commerce business was just starting to show some promise. I was maybe bringing in $400 in profit a month. I was grateful to have the options, though, but making that decision was not easy. Here was the problem. Do I work for somebody else, or do I build my own business? There was this feeling in the back of my mind that I knew I wanted to be my own boss. After hours and hours of discussion and analysis, we decided to take a risk and go full bore into entrepreneurship by doubling down on the e-commerce business for that entire summer. Ultimately, we had looked at our situation and realized that my wife having her strong paying job that summer and our low living expenses made it worth it, worth that risk to go for it all summer on our business venture. I turned down that $15 an hour full-time guaranteed job for one that would have me working 70-hour weeks for little pay. I wanted to stop and do a little bit of math here. So 70 hours a week times 4 weeks a month is 280 hours per month. For the business was making $500 a month. So $500 a month of income from the e-commerce business divided by 280 hours a month means I was working for $1.78 an hour for most of that summer. My return on investment was terrible in the short term. The risk assessment looked like this. Relatively low risk, moderate upside potential. I might improve it and make more than $1.78 an hour. And there was very low downside. My wife's job was solid and it would cover us. So, worst case scenario, I don't earn much all summer and I work very hard, but I learn a lot. My wife has a strong job, so we can still make the house payment and pay for my schooling. So by the time graduation came around, I had a decision to make. The websites were making a grand total of just under $1,000 profit a month. Not enough to support our small growing family, even though we lived frugally. But they showed us some promise, and I knew I could get them to more sales. And by that time, we had just had our first baby, so we had that expense. And my wife was not planning to go back to her job and to be a stay-at-home mom. So, with those factors, the question remained. Do I get a job and work for somebody else's bottom line, or do I double down again on my own? We did the math. We had exactly 6 months of emergency funds available at that point, $18,000. And we decided to give ourselves 6 months. If the websites weren't paying the bills within 6 months, I'd go find a job. Here's what that risk assessment looked like. I had medium risk, but high upside potential because the websites were already working somewhat and it could actually grow. And there was really low downside potential because we didn't really have much to lose at that point. What was the worst case scenario? The business could fail. But then I just go get a normal job. There's a slight possibility we'd lose our house if we couldn't make the payments, but that's not likely since our renters were paying 90% of our mortgage. But if we did lose our house, we'd end up moving in with my wife's parents for a time. That still wasn't the end of the world. So the result, we started working on the business full-time after my graduation, and by 4 months after graduation, the e-commerce business was profitable enough to cover our monthly expenses. I think our expenses were around $3,000 a month at that point. So, what are the lessons learned? And before I get into the lessons, I wanted to preface that with, before taking a risk to quit your job, to start or build a business, it's imperative that you have proper financial foundations. This foundation, when followed, will allow you to feel confident in your decision to move forward and take risk. Be sure to check out our Financial Foundations course that teaches the proper foundation to build in order to proceed with major life decisions and the impact on your finances. Lesson number one, the importance of an emergency fund. An emergency fund acts like a cushion if you fall, and it may allow you to take additional risk. My wife and I had built up a 6-month emergency fund, which we could rely on completely if the business made $0. Well, the business was making some money, maybe $1,000 a month, but that $1,000 did cover nearly 1/3 of our living expenses, so we only tapped into 2/3 of that emergency fund that first month. I should mention right here that, so that I don't get in trouble, that the 6-month emergency fund was from my frugal wife and her hard work. To this day, I call her my angel investor. Her seed money is a huge reason why we felt comfortable taking the risk to build the company and go full-time instead of going to get a job. Lesson number two, analyze the worst-case scenario and analyze the best-case scenario. A great question to ask is, what do we have to lose? What is the worst-case scenario? Are you okay with the worst-case scenario happening? What impact would that have on your life and those who rely on you? We think these questions are so important to think through and consider for your personal risk assessment that we provided them in a worksheet that you can download in the study guide section at the bottom of this article. What would you learn from failure? What would failure look like? Would you be able to live with the worst case scenario or failure? What would you have learned if it did fail? What would you have gained from trying? And how would you be a better person for going for it? But it's also important to ask, what if everything goes right? What would it look like to have everything go right? How would your life be changed? How would your income be changed? Lesson number three, the importance of mentors and sounding boards. We can only see 180 degrees in the moment. We pull from our own experience to make decisions. Those around us, they can see the full 360 degrees in our life, and mentors you look up to likely have a lot more experience to draw from to give you advice. So it's important to have mentors in your life that have the experience that you don't. Reach out to those mentors. Their answers will be valuable data for your decision-making process. A wise mentor during the time I was deciding what to do and where to go with my energy and trajectory, he suggested I look at my life at more of a macro level. When in our life would we have less to lose than we have now? If things didn't go well with the business, the worst case scenario for us would be that I go get a job like every other 23-year-old would after college. Was I confident I could get a job somewhere, doing something? Yes. So the next question was, am I comfortable with the potential of losing our recently purchased house? Yes. We could move in with the in-laws until we figured out our next step. Was that a likely outcome? Heck no. We were renting out our basement, which paid 90% of our mortgage. Personal finance foundation principles applied. Important financial foundation principles have a significant influence on my ability to move forward in faith. We were living frugal and within a budget. We had no consumer debt, no credit card debt, auto debt, or student loans. The only debt we had was paid for by others. We purchased a house and rented out the basement, so our mortgage expense was nearly zero each month. An almost perfect house hack. We had built up a 6-month emergency fund that we could live off of completely should something not go as planned. And lastly, we sought guidance from experts, mentors, to be sure we could see the whole picture before making a decision. That's the end of this article. Be sure to check out the related readings and the study guide resources. Additionally, we have an emergency fund Excel download template that you can access as well, and many other blog posts related to these financial foundation principles taught in this post.